Greed, idolatry of wealth and gain. Yeah, I feel like this one's deep too, because we live in the world where greed is a very big aspect of especially young people's lives, where we really think that we need more than we actually do. Meaning, seeing what people have accomplished or seeing what people have in their lives makes us want to also have them, because they put out this message of, okay, well, if you don't make X and Y in terms of money or wealth or have a nice car, that means you haven't put enough work and effort into or disciplining yourself to be successful, or, you know, have dedicated your life to, you know, working so hard that you could afford all these materialistic things. But that just creates idolatry for wealth and for gain and for things that are simply for the show. Because look, whether you drive in a Prius or Ferrari, they both get you to same place. However, one just is more luxurious, one is more for status, one is just more expensive, more sporty, louder, whatever, you more fancier. But in reality, it still does the same job, but it's just the status that people like to put that on themselves and focus on, rather than you know, focusing on the things that are more important. I think that's just what it comes down to, is do you want to be more, well, living a lifestyle more on abundance, like materialistic abundance, or this abundance of wisdom and, let's say, good health, relationship with the Lord, good spiritual
person, being a good person.
Yeah, being a moral person, and, you know, making sure that what you're doing aligns with God and his intention for you, or his purpose for you. Because it's so easy to get lost in it. I mean, I just know so many people where they think that just because, you know, you can ask God for things and he will give it to you because he can, that he will do that. So people now, in their prayers or in their life, they think that, okay, I'm gonna work hard now. I'm gonna pray to God for God to give me these materialistic things. And then when I gain these materialistic things, oh, God is giving it to me. Just because you're praying to God to give you materialistic things and you get it, that doesn't mean that God is necessarily giving it to you, right? So I can sell drugs and pray to God, God, give me this Ferrari for your glory. And then next thing you know, I'll make tons of money and then I'll buy Ferrari. That's me being delusional. Now, obviously, my example is very severe with selling drugs, but this can just simply be you getting caught up in the world, living a lifestyle of everybody else, and learning from the people who are not in a relationship with the Lord and getting the advice from them how to, you know, use money and channel it in a good way. Does that make sense? I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think
a lot of entrepreneurs have, like, it's easy to fall in that pit.
I think a lot of people just because you have materialistic wealth or whatever it is, doesn't mean it's like that's, you can glorify God through that. Like, he doesn't care, like, if you have a car. Like, he's not like, yeah, you have a nice car, but who cares? Like, that's not going to glorify me, right?
Yeah.
You are, like, we are way bigger than a car. He is way bigger than a car.
Right. So how would you say we could glorify God with wealth and good car? Or
I think it's about the service, right? It's about, like, the impact. It's more intangible than tangible, the impact that you make, right? It's about, like, getting other believers. It's about helping people out, servicing people. Is that what you're asking?
Oh, yeah, that's part of it. Like, now, what I'm trying to say is that specifically about greed is we also live in a world where a lot of things people want to accomplish and do good things with money, but don't think that there's so many simple things that you can do in people's lives without needing any dime. Just give somebody the advice that you would give. I mean, obviously there are some financial advice that you can give to somebody, and that can be the service of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, people also overthink the fact that you can give simplest advice to somebody or help them spiritually to get to where they want to go, which is essentially more important than the materialistic thing. Because you will see a lot of entrepreneurs saying, you know, God helped me through this. You know, God was there with me. And it's all beautiful and everything. But then you don't really know how that person has made that much money, and they don't ever really, I guess, go deep into what their businesses are. They just focus on the numbers. They just display the numbers in front of you, and this is how I've made it, and then use the God's name for the attachment, the emotional attachment on people. And now people think, okay, he made so much money. That must be because God gave him that money, because he said, God made me rich, or God made me famous. And now I'm going to want to be that's in that same person's
place. So I think this is kind of ties into pride too, don't you think? Like materialism. Because I think greed is more about, it says right here, by trusting money over God, that it will solve your problems. Because like, let's just say you have a problem in your life.
Because
God is not your rock, it's money. It's like, oh, once I have more money, once I have this, once I have that, then it'll be solved. Then I can pray to God. Then I could be this. Then I could be that. Yeah. Once I have X, Y, Z, once I have materialistic wealth, once I have this or that.
Yeah.
I think we kind of tied pride into what we were talking about right there when it comes to, right, like just,
yeah.
It says for pride.
They do go hand to hand. Because greed will eventually tie into pride. No,
it is different because pride is like an endless pit. Like you'll never be satisfied.
The way I'm seeing is like.
But what did I say? Did I say greed or pride?
Pride.
I meant greed.
Oh, you meant greed?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying is greed is that endless pit where you're just wanting more and more and more. And yeah, I mean, I guess nothing is wrong with being ambitious to gain more, but to what extent, why do you want that much? Is mm-hmm. That's the question is, okay, I want so much to help more people, but it's like, do you really, okay. I think it's a very personal thing, especially as a Christian. I think what you should be asking is, when you are going after money that much, can you really be spiritually as close to God when you're focusing all day, every day about money or like materialistic things?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I just think one takes away from the other.
Yeah, you're lacking.
And that's why people need to have a fine line on what do they actually need versus what they simply want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because people will want fancy things. We will all want fancy things. I mean, you're going to want to have a nice car. You're going to want to have the biggest house. You're going to want to have... I mean, that's just the human mindset is what I'm trying to say.
It's also it's subjective, too.
If you don't value it, then you don't want it. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, well, to some extent, you have to value money, but then you have to also understand what it is there for,
right? I'm not even talking about money.
Yeah.
I'm talking about value. Like,
you need to like materialistic things, right?
Nice car, nice house, all that stuff. I mean, you can have a normal house, normal car. Listen... You have to understand these things that we live in a world where, at least in this generation, like back then, I could say probably a Ferrari was like a crazy car. Now, bro, if you buy like a normal BMW, that's still a good car that you can drive, but you don't have to get too greedy and drive Rolls Royce because it's like $500,000 or it's $1 million car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, now with a nice car, now people are going to be like, oh, this guy made so much money that he's driving a car that is $500,000. Can you imagine how much money this guy must have?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He probably makes not that much. He just bought it.
But why do you need a car that expensive? Is that the question? Like, I mean,
yeah.
Right. I feel like there's just so many cars that are
going that greediness, not because he has a nice car or he has a nice house. It's the excessive amount that you want for yourself.
I also think that when people say God gave me this or God helped me with this or God this and that, I don't know. I'm just learning. I'm just observing. I'm just, you know, seeing how people use God's name and stuff. And a lot of times I see that people are so fast to say and believe that because they see somebody successful that says, thank God and praise be to God's name, and I'm, you know, I only fear God and that's it and all that stuff. People are so naive and easy to believe that that man actually fears God. It's like, do you have a proper understanding what it means to fear God? Do you have a proper understanding on what it means to be mature in your prayers when you talk to God? Or what are you asking God to do in your life? Are you thanking God more or are you asking God more? It's like, which one do you want from him? Do you want to thank him for what you have? Or do you want to ask him more in your life because you don't think you have enough?